Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Here we go.
Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
This was a good win for the Dolphins, Josh, but I do wonder if against a better team, if we would be having a different conversation, because late in the third quarter, the Dolphins found themselves in a very, very ugly situation where Mike McDaniel just went flat out full tilt. Started 3rd and 5 from the Cleveland 40-yard line. Snoop Huntley, a 4-yard rush. It was to the left side of the field. He kind of lunged out of bounds, and it was one of those things where he extended. It seemed like he might have gotten to the sideline. Josh, the Dolphins marked him a yard short, and Mike McDaniel, Dan Marino, throws the challenge flag. Honestly, I didn't think this was a terrible challenge on the surface. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I didn't think that was a bad one. And I always wonder what's going on. Like, what are they hearing from upstairs? What are those guys in the booth saying? But yeah, I wasn't too upset with this one. But keep going, Jake, because I'm just sitting here laughing. Marino throwing that shit out there, and then everything else like transpires after.
4th and 1. And Josh, you are so great at grabbing screens, catching everything that's happening during a game. There is a moment where Jeff Wilson, he's sitting all alone on the bench. I think it's even like, I knew we were down bad because he wasn't with the running backs. I think I recognized Jake Bailey sitting next to him. So Jeff Wilson sitting next to the punter, just head back, gazing off into space, because 4th and 1 now, because Mike McDaniel, he failed the challenge. All right, Mike, we know you suck at challenges, but I thought that was an okay one. Well, I'm not going to hit you too badly for it. So while that was happening, Mike McDaniel's in his bag cooking up a 4th down play. While Jeff Wilson's sitting on the bench next to a punter, Devon Achane lines up in the backfield in shotgun, takes a pitch to run back 3 yards and get tackled for a 2-yard loss. Josh, how much longer are we going to do this where the Miami Dolphins have one of the best fullbacks in the NFL, have 2 tight ends, Durham Smythe and Julian Hill, who are designated blockers, and continue to do this, God, I don't know, Mickey Mouse stuff on 4th and short? Like nothing against Devon Achane, nothing against anybody. Like, you can't be doing a play that you start 3 yards back in order to go 1 yard forward. That makes no sense.
Yeah, it just makes you scratch your head. I think Kendall Lamb absolutely whiffed on his guy, but I still feel like that play is absolutely blown up. And it just, you know, how long do you ask it's going to go on to? I mean, we've seen it all year long. I'm hoping he finally learns next year. But when you have Jeff Wilson, like you said, on the sideline, just like he knows it. Everybody in the stadium knows he should be out there. Even use Alec Ingold, use the Smythe, you know, the motion where he, you know, gets up under the center and tries to go. Use Tyler Snoop Huntley, you know, with a tush push. I don't know, man. It's so infuriating. You said how terrible he is at challenges. I'm just sitting there, you hearing him devising up a 4th and short. I mean, is he might be worse at, you know, coming up at play calling it on short situations than he is at some of these challenges. So absolute terrible terrible decisions back to back. And I think you're right, man. If this was a game against any other team, the Dolphins probably would have paid for a lot of these mistakes.
And I guess the idea is, you know, the interior of the Dolphins offensive line stinks. And the idea is the opposing defense is just going to be collapsing down on you. And I think Mike McDaniel's right. And the idea is you're just trying to get the ball out of the collapse and you're just trying to like run around it, basically. The only issue is when you have these professional athletes who have been playing this sport since they're 5 years old, I think they can just fall forward through it and get a single yard. Like, I think this is just the simple Mike McDaniel scenario of he's trying to do too much. He's trying to scheme the perfect play to avoid what the defense is trying to stop instead of realizing that the defense needs to do everything it can in these scenarios and send everyone, because it's so hard to prevent a team from getting just 1 yard. Unless it's the Dolphins. But Josh, two plays later. So we're late in the third quarter. The Dolphins just turned the ball over on downs with a backup quarterback after not converting on fourth and one. They just lost their first challenge, and they just lost their first timeout of the second half late in the third quarter. DTR just throws a pass in the backfield. And there was an angle. I will be full transparency. There was an angle. The first angle I saw, I'm like, that's backwards. That's backwards. And like, I was so excited because I think you did eventually see a Dolphins player recover it. They just show like seven other angles. They show every other camera in the entire stadium. And it's so obvious it's a forward pass. So Mike McDaniel, head coach of a professional football team, thank God he was not facing a professional football team in the Cleveland Browns. Because in the matter of 90 seconds, he turned the ball over on downs. He wasted 2 second half timeouts and 2 second half challenges on absolute nonsense. He was that kid playing Call of Duty who went full tilt. He tried to jump back in and died again, jumped back in and just died again and died again and died again.
I mean, it was poetic. I guess that's all you can say. I mean, that sounded like me playing Call of Duty. I don't know what got into Mike McDaniel. It did seem like you just said, you know, F it. I'm just gonna try again. And you mentioned it, man. It did seem like at one point, like there might have been an angle. But even in those situations, they're always too close to call. And when they already called a incompletion on the field, you just know where it's gonna go. So hilarious moment. But dude, we would not be laughing at all. But I mean, yeah, we won't be laughing at all if this was what did the Dolphins in, right? It would not be funny. And then Stephen Ross would be having some tough conversations. But now we can all just sit here and smile and laugh about it. But I want to say it's never going to happen again, but it probably
it's going to happen. Dude, Mike McDaniel is 4-for-18 on challenges. Dude, this is 100% going to happen again. But you saw that angle too. I was incomplete. Like the first angle, it did look like it was a backwards pass.
Yeah, you know, I saw it too. But I'm also older and my eyes aren't the same. So I won't go by that, Jake.
The issue, though, is when you have a bajillion, and I'm not even being dramatic when I say a bajillion, Josh. There was a bajillion other cameras in that stadium that all showed it was back. Like, that was so insane to me. But man, so do you think something needs to happen here? Because these fourth short down yardage issues have been a long-term problem. Mike McDaniel on challenges 4-for-18. That's a long-term problem, even though he was so bad at it in only 90 seconds. Does something need to change about Miami's game day process, do you feel, like going into next year? Are some of these trends, like, has it been long enough where, oh, Mike McDaniel's really learning, where we just got to say, all right, boss, you don't have the processor like Tua on the sidelines. You cannot do all this stuff at once, the awareness, and you can't really blame him. Just try to divvy up some of these responsibilities even.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely an issue. And I mean, we've hypothesized about, you know, him maybe giving up play calling duties. I don't know if that would even help in this situation. I mean, we've all said about investing in the offensive line. I mean, that would obviously help in these situations. There's so many different factors that the Dolphins could probably tweak things this offseason and should to remedy this. But it's the Dolphins, man. I feel like we're going to be posting the same damn Chris Greer, you know, images and videos about the offensive line. And they're just going to have to rely on Tua's quick trigger. And even Snoop Huntley's, I think there was a stat that this was the quickest quarterback got the ball out against Cleveland's pass rush all season long, which they still got 4 sacks. But I mean, if that offense wasn't built that way, who knows what could have happened. So please God fix this, because it almost seems inevitably like we're going to be running it back with Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel next season. And we're just gonna have to like it.
Would you trade a draft pick for like Big Dom?
I don't know. No.
No, but I think something has to happen, man. I can't do this anymore on game days where there are these scenarios where Mike looks so confused. And then I even look at the Jordan Brooks penalty. It's just him running out in the field yelling, this is BS, this is BS. That's all, he's tantruming. And then you just see a coach just pull him back to the sideline and then it's over. I just think that there's just so much happening on the sideline at a football game where I think he can be a good play caller. I think he can be a good head coach, and I think he's smart enough to be on his toes for late game situations. But I think there's been a lot of scenarios, man, where he's proven that I don't think we can trust him doing both. I don't know. Would you have a preference there? Would you rather him give up those, you know, challenges, timeouts, those type of plays, or would you rather him kind of say, Frank Smith, let's see what you can cook up as a play caller?
Yeah, I think I once said Frank Smith, and that's kind of where I still lean. I thought, you know, he was getting those head coaching opportunities. I thought, you know, why not let him go out there and show you that he can call a game and do some of those things. So I don't know. I don't think there's a right answer. And, you know, if you're Mike McDaniel, that's your baby, right? You're what, third season
right.
Calling plays, or is his fourth? Either way, you know, he hasn't been doing it very long. He's still trying to get his, you know, become himself in his play calling. I do think, Jake, we're talking about his challenges, but he's also, what, 3-15, I think, against teams above 500. So a lot has to change. And, again, they're probably going to be running it back. But at this point, I want to see them beat the Jets. Is that crazy, man? Like, I want to see them beat the Jets. I want to see this somehow backdoor into the playoffs. And if someone put it on Twitter, you know, how poetic would it be to see him, you know, put an end to the Bills and Josh Allen's MVP season? I know how crazy I sound saying all that. I'm sorry.